I would like to tell you a story. This story happened nearly 4 years ago, and due to a global pandemic, my wife and I made a very difficult decision to leave the only country we'd ever lived in and fly 16,500 miles around the world and begin a new life, to begin a better life, at least that's what we hoped for. In midair, the pandemic that gripped the world and led to the deaths of millions grew worse and worse, and various countries' responses became harsher and harsher. The upshot of this was that the 17-hour flight from London Heathrow to South Australia became a 42-hour flight, with cancellations in midair, with being held on the tarmac for 3 hours while men in hazmat suits came and took people away because they hadn't been feeling very well on the flight, to blood tests, to run-ins with the police, to sleeping on Perth airport floor because there was nothing else that we could do. And at the end of that journey, when we arrived in South Australia, we had nothing but the bag on our backs. We had some clothes and I will forever be grateful to a man who went off to the local supermarket, did hundreds of dollars of shopping and brought it round, left it on our doorstep, rang the doorbell and ran away because he shouldn't be outside due to the curfews in place. And because of that man's actions, my wife and I had food and could, like, recover from what was an incredibly grueling journey. And over the next 2 weeks, as we sat out our quarantine, he did it again and again. And because all the supermarkets had stopped their delivery services and we weren't allowed outside because of our quarantine, and because we knew nobody else in the country, there is no small amount of, like, there's no hyperbole when I say we owe that man our life. Because if he hadn't have done it, there was no one else. There was no other way for us to feed ourselves. And that man was a man I met on a podcast talking about a board game, a miniatures game, who I'd never met in real life, who I'd never played on Vassal. But because we had a mutual love of Guildhall, he risked legal ramifications to make sure that my wife and I had food. That was the community of Guildhall. That was what it meant to me. That is the reality of this situation. Thanks, Campbell. We owe you.